welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with us today is Buckner Flip Ron.
Hey, everybody.
We're on the third issue of this Flash story arc. If you want to check out our previous coverage, check out our last two episodes. So I do find it funny, starting out here, Flash getting pulled over in his Porsche.
Yeah. But don't worry, he's a rich white person, so he probably got away without even a ticket.
Maybe.
Anyways, he's like, yeah, I'm not going to let this ruin my day. He also had a fuzz buster in there. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, yeah, no, because as soon as it went off, that's when he pulls
frowned.
The... I don't know if he pulls the e-brake or if he, like, shifts down.
I think he's just shifting down.
And then like, the cop's like, I show the radar at 145.
And he's like, yep, I believe you, officer. He's like, you sure you don't want to come back to my car and take a look at the breathalyzer? I mean, the... But anyways, he gets back to the house, and Fran's gone. There's a note that says, Dear Wally... I have moved out. It was a mistake to move in with you. Things are happening too fast. Ba-dum-tsh. I still love you, but I need some time to myself. I'll be in touch. Love, heart, Francine.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I'm not going to let that ruin my day. So he crumbles up the paper, throws it away. Then he gets a call that they need him out at, is it a Star Labs, I think that he's at?
Yeah, Star Labs in Utah.
And,
Professor Schmidt.
He runs in at full speed and knocks all the papers everywhere. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to turn down to normal people speed before I walked in the room. But he gathers up the paper and he's like, hey, Egghead, you're going to have to figure these out yourself. And he's like, but first things first, I'm hungry. Feed me. Yeah, feed me, Seymour! Oh.
Yep. And, yeah, so he goes down to the cafeteria and this Freddie Mercury down there.
No, you can't say Freddie Mercury. That dude is Hispanic.
Okay, fair.
I gotta dance.
Yeah, my first thought was definitely Vibe, but that's not Vibe. but no, like this not lunch lady. What's the guy? What is he? Just a
he's a cook. He's a chef.
Okay, he's the cook from the cafeteria is like, oh Flash, when you gotta watch out in the desert out there when you're running at a certain
phantom.
When you're going at a certain speed. You'll see something. It's something weird. Something that... how the fuck does this guy know that, for one?
He knows about it because there was a jet that flew by it. And when the jet hit the speed of sound or whatever it was,
okay,
he said he saw this phantom in the desert.
Okay.
And the doctor's like, oh, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. You better just watch what you're saying or I'm going to revoke your security clearance. And he's like, don't even bother. I don't need this job. I'm a dancer, man. I'm a dancer. And he jumps over the table, and he says, Adios, cabeza de huevos, which is egghead. Flash, look out for that monster. Vegas, here I come. Ba-ba-boom, ha-cha-cha.
Like, good on you, dude.
And then,
live your life.
Yeah, right? Like, that's the way to go out. That's how I'm going to leave my work. I don't need this job. I'm a dancer.
But, dude, that would be the best way to go.
Hey, except, like, have one of those, like, tearaway suits.
Yes, yes.
With, like, the Chip and Dale suit on underneath it.
Okay.
But then, like, he's walking by the scientist. I don't know why but she's like, do it.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
Do it.
Do it. But this is, what, Tina, what's her name? What was her last name?
Tina McGee.
Thank you.
And he's like, this is our nutritionist.
Mm-hmm.
And we meet her and find out she's spoiled rotten.
Yeah.
And she's like, I've got a grant from Harvard to study your metabolism. And he's like, maybe we can study each other later. And she's like, oh, that's cute. And she flashes a ring at him. He's like,
yep.
Are you trying to tell me something with that little dime store pinky ring on my face? And she's like, fuck you, that's a real diamond. And he's like, yeah, about 4 carats. I'd say it's fine quality. Lucky guy. And then he munches on some cheeseburgers. And
he really got over Francine really quick, huh?
Yeah. He was ready to plow the first thing that walked by and had a hole between its legs.
Yep.
But the doctor said no, so then he tried for Tina.
So wrong.
And then she's like, well, why do you wear the mask? And he's like, well, many reasons. Tradition, you know, respect for Barry Allen. Barry Allen, that used to be the Flash. Barry, who kept his secret identity. Barry, that Barry?
You know, everybody knows that, Barry.
And then he's like, well, I'm tired. I'm going to go to bed now. And he's like, well, I'll show you to your room. And he's like, well, I can't. She show me to my room. And then she's like, oh, he's a charmer. How old is he? 20. Oh, damn. I thought he'd be a lot older than that.
Yeah.
Apparently, Wally's not aging as well as, you know.
Everybody else.
Yeah. And so he wakes up at 6 o'clock in the morning. They run out to the test site. He limbers up. Gets in some
always push. Stretch. All right, make sure you stretch before that long run.
That's right. Rule 18?
Was that Rule 18? Yeah, Rule 18. I can't remember what rule it was. That's probably... No.
I have to look it up now. God damn it. If I don't look it up now, then I'm going to look it up later, and then I'm going to be like, ah.
Yep, 18.
What are we
doing here? Take a look. It's a goddamn hostess truck. Yeah, going down that hill is very important.
Anyways, Rule 18. I was right. Okay. I'm awesome like that. Mm. Dude, the things that stick in my mind.
No, I gotcha. I got random bullshit that sticks in my mind, too.
Like, if I could get the important things in
there. Why would you? Yeah.
But, so, he starts running, and then he's like...
Yeah, he's got to run from where they're at to, like, a marker. Miles away, I think he said. I don't remember how long.
Which, that's a really long way to go, because that's, you know...
Well, they're just trying to gauge the speed. Yeah. Like, that's all they're doing. Now, he's supposed to hit the marker and then come back. But he never hit the marker.
So he starts running, and he sees this thing pop up. So what's he do? He starts running circles around it. Because why not, right?
Well, I mean, he saw it pop up, but he wanted to keep an eye on it. So, yeah, run circles around it.
I would have.
Because if he had ran past it and then come back, maybe he would have, like, missed it.
Fair enough.
So I get running around it. The problem is, though, that as he's running around it, it, like, starts to suck him in. Like, it starts to, not match his speed, but, like, it focuses on him.
Yeah. And then it gets, like, some kind of light beam on him.
Yeah.
And then there's an explosion. And then there's this big, shiny egg.
Yeah, actual, like, a dome.
Yeah. And he comes running back, and he's like, hey, something happened out here.
Excuse me.
Oh. And they're like, oh, well, let's get our guns and go out there.
Except for that the whatever is coming toward them now.
And they're like, wait, run. And security guy's like, nah, I got a gun.
Bang, bang.
Blam, blam. Splang. Whee. Anyways.
Wow.
So he's like, hey, the bullets aren't doing anything, but give me that gun. And so he's like, I'm going to beat on this thing with a gun because it feels like it might be made out of glass. And as he's doing this, he gets zapped.
Yep.
And then the thing goes back into its egg shape. And, the doctor's like, oh, I'm a scientific guy. I'm pretty smart. I'm just going to come over here and poke this thing. And when he does it, fucking slices off his finger.
Yep. Good on him.
And he's like, my finger, oh my God. And,
I will give them credit because I think Flash gets him back to the bunker, to Star Labs pretty quick. And he gets his finger wrapped up pretty quick.
Yeah.
So, yay, good.
But yeah, cut off the whole, like, half his finger.
Oh, yeah, I think it got down to just blood knuckle. First
knuckle, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, everything gets shut, and then this guy's like, hey, I still got a gun! Get you some! Oh. And Flash's like, no, doctor told you not to shoot the gun. And then they find out that, they're trying to get the computers to run, and they get up on the screen, and it's like, I assume it's supposed to be Kilgore.
I always called him Kilgore.
Okay, because I don't know.
I'm not gonna go.
I don't know what letter percentage is. Yeah. So.
Funny enough, when I typed it into Google to see like first appearance, which this is first appearance, I typed in KILG percentage sign RE, and then when I hit enter, it went KILG space RE. So I don't know if that's just something Google doesn't know how to
kill
translate, but kill percentage or no.
Yeah.
It's again, I always call him Kilgore.
Yeah.
So.
But so it goes through basically, I'm controlling all of the electronics. I control electronics all over the world now, blah, blah, blah. And I know you, Flash. You released me, Flash. And he's like, how do you know who I am? Because I can see everything. And then,
are you sure it's that you can see everything and I'm not telling you because you introduced yourself to me who I am? Hi, I'm Flash Wally West. Barry Allen used to be my predecessor.
Barry Allen, he was a cop in Central City.
Yeah. Mayor to Iris West. It's weird.
Who also went missing? No. But, okay, what was this dude's name?
The security guard or the Max head?
The guy.
Head,
yeah, there we go.
Head Max head
headspace? No, head.
I want to say Hedwig, but that's not right.
No.
We're doing more looking up on these episodes than I like.
Sorry.
Headroom. There we go.
So Max Headroom pops up on the TV here, and he's like, I'm Kilgore. Oh. And
then he Kilgores the security guard.
Yeah, well, the security guard's like, fuck you, man. I ain't going to use no electronics. I'm going to use the phone.
Sounds about right.
And gets eliminated. Exterminate. Oh. But then Wally's like, wait. That son of a bitch. Everything. Oh my god, I'm passing out. I'm so tired, so sleepy, so thirsty.
Again, this is something that is new to me. I never knew that he got tired that quickly.
He's got heart condition and a stomach condition.
Yes. Tapeworm. but I guess this is them touching on it is nice to see that he actually has faults to being a. Having these powers.
Yeah.
You don't normally get that with with superheroes.
Well, I think
especially like this blatant.
Well, I think also though it has to do with the fact that Barry doesn't make it a big thing. You know, Wally's like, "Oh, look at all the hardships I go through," and Barry's just like
Wally was having problems, which is why he quit.
Yeah.
And he's only taking up the Flash mantle to honor Barry.
Barry Allen used to be the Flash.
Yeah, worked at Central City, you know, police department.
Yeah, CSI.
Yeah.
So, for some reason, he takes off all of his clothes again.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he's just sitting there in his underwear. He's in his suit in this seat.
Oh, sorry. We missed the part
Yeah, okay, so he's sitting there and he's like, so, thanks for looking out from there, Doc. And she's like, you're my subject. And he's like, would you like me to be another kind of subject for you? Giggity. And then the National Guard breaks down the door with just their feet.
Good on them. That's what you do, right?
You just kick the door.
Yeah.
It's just one kick.
Just one?
If it takes you more than one kick, are you really, you know, there to break down the door?
I'll keep that in mind for D&D.
So anyways, Trip breaks his foot.
Whoops. Said I was going to do it. We got Bear.
So Bear just throwing ass cheek into it.
But yeah, now he's getting examined by the doctor again.
But don't worry, before these guys show up, or while these guys are showing up, he puts his mask back on.
Again, because he doesn't want to tell the National Guard who he is.
Yeah. Shady.
Or maybe, you know what it was? They may not have believed he was a Flash because his mask was off. But now that he has the mask on, it completes the ensemble. Gotcha,
because the big red suit with the lightning bolt.
No, hey, look, that could be just some guy in a costume.
That's true. Oh, it is. Okay,
oh, wait.
But anyways, so he's like, yeah, Doc, I don't know where my clothes went, but if we run outside, I'm going to put them back on because I don't want to get sunburned.
I got nothing.
Yeah, so anyways, he goes to run, and while he's running, he...
Yeah, he actually makes it to the checkpoint.
Yeah, and he's like, hey, I clocked you at 710 miles an hour.
Yay!
And Wally's like, oh, thank goodness.
He's getting faster.
I'm so fast now.
Which, again, that was the whole point of this, is just trying to see what he can top out of that. But he makes his way back to the doctor, and this government man is down there talking about Kilgore.
Let's call him a G-Man.
G-Man. Apparently, Kilgore had threatened the rest of the world and put a national, or like put a thing on TV. And this guy was smart enough to actually record it. So good on him, I guess.
Yeah. On a VHS, no less.
Well, yeah, 80s. They know about, you know, CDs and DVDs.
Yeah, they did. Actually, at that time, CDs were starting to come out.
Shh. Oh, we're not supposed to know that.
My bad.
Yeah. And basically, Kilgore's like, look, I'm going to destroy... to prove that I have the every electronics under my whim, I'm going to go ahead and destroy Paterson, New Jersey... And he goes to a military base in Wyoming and takes a missile and fires it off, but the missile blows up in the air. And he's like, ah, faulty construction. This will not happen when Kilgore builds the missiles.
Right.
Will it now?
So then we go back to the car here where Wally's macking on the doctor again.
Shocker.
Yeah. Well, I mean, come on. I love those dresses, though, so I can't say I blame him.
Yeah, but she's supposed to be there, you know, studying him.
Yeah, I'm sure she will be.
Not letting him study her.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll study him here in a little bit. So then we get a picture of the doctor who's like pointing his finger, and he's like, "Oh, that Kilgore, he can suck my dick." And Barry's like, or Wally's like, "He's got his finger back."
Mm-hmm.
And that's
yep. Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or just send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Flash story.